From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. With just 4 days until the Florida primary, leading Republican presidential candidates Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are campaigning hard in the state today. Both men were in Miami, where NPR's Greg Allen reports they work to woo Florida's many Hispanic voters.
Both Gingrich and Romney spoke before the Hispanic Leadership Network, a group that's working to build Republican support among Latinos. Romney used the speech to once again reject Gingrich's charge that he's anti-immigrant.
We are not anti-immigrant. We are not anti-immigration. We are the pro-immigration, pro-legality, pro-citizenship nation and party.
In their speeches, both Gingrich and Romney attempted to reach out to Florida's large Puerto Rican population, a group that will be important in the general election. Romney spoke warmly about the prospect of Puerto Rico eventually becoming a state. Gingrich said the issue was one for Puerto Ricans to decide. A few hours later, Puerto Rico's governor, Luis Fortuño, a statehood proponent, endorsed Romney. Greg Allen, NPR News, Cape Canaveral.
The Army's two top officer, General Ray Odierno, says the Pentagon will pull two heavy armored brigades out of Germany beginning next year. NPR's Tom Bowman reports it's part of the Army's efforts to downsize now that the Iraq war is over and the Afghan war is winding down.
The two so-called heavy brigades will not only leave Europe, they'll also be eliminated from the Army's force structure. One of the units is a 172nd Infantry Brigade, now based in Grafenwöhr. The other is a 170th Infantry Brigade in Baumholder. Both brigades will be dismantled over the next 2 years and together number about 8,000 soldiers. And the brigades share the same history. They were both created during World War I. Dismantling the brigades is part of the Pentagon's cost-cutting efforts. The Army is slated to cut 80,000 soldiers over the next 5 years. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Ratings agency Fitch says it is downgrading the credit ratings of 5 European nations, including Italy and Spain. Fitch, in issuing its latest downgrade, cites the market deterioration in the economic outlook in the EU, as well as what it called the absence of a credible financial firewall. Fitch says the downgrade also covers Belgium, Cyprus, and Slovenia, all of which have been facing headwinds as a result of the Eurozone's financial crisis. The U.S. economy grew at a faster-than-expected pace in the final 3 months of last year. The government says the gross domestic product, that's the total value of goods and services moving through the U.S. economy, expanded at a 2.8% annual rate. Economist Hugh Johnson says the number is good but not great.
December was not as strong as November. November was not as strong as October. So we're losing a little bit of momentum as we start 2012.
Much of the growth in the economy apparently came from a surge in sales of cars and other big-ticket durable goods items. The number was slightly below economist expectations, and that sent blue-chip stocks lower. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 74 points to close at 12,660. The Nasdaq gained 11 points. The S&P 500 fell 2 points today. You're listening to NPR. President Obama, during a stop-off at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor today, told an audience that colleges and universities need to be held accountable for the rising costs of higher education. Mr. Obama saying the government cannot just keep subsidizing student aid, and he said every college and university needs to make sure a world-class education remains affordable. The president is proposing a plan that would shift some federal funding away from colleges and universities that don't work to control tuition costs. Composer and arranger Claire Fisher has died. Fisher died yesterday in California. He was 83. He was perhaps best known for his work in jazz. But as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Fisher's career spanned 70 years and ranged from Latin to funk.
There isn't much Claire Fisher did not do. He played piano and organ with a number of leading artists, including Cal Jader and Henry Mancini. He was a composer. Fisher was born and raised in Michigan. He moved to Los Angeles in the 1950s. He worked with a popular vocal group called the High Lows and arranged for Dizzy Gillespie. Pop stars sought him out, Rufus and Chaka Khan, Celine Dion, and Prince. Claire Fisher once said he did some things to pay the bills, but the playing Latin jazz chased the headaches away. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
While union membership has been on the decline in the U.S. in recent years, some signs of stabilization in 2011. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which says the number of unionized workers in the U.S. rose by 50,000 last year to 14.8 million. There's still the overall share of U.S. workers in a union fell to 11.8%. This is NPR.